But they're getting it. They know what they're going to do. And you see, they've been trapped. Please read what I offered out of Farrakhan's writings. He had just been over to this area. And he said it better than anybody I could know that would say it. They're scared. They are in mortal fear. That the United States, if this isn't a black mark, the head of the serpent is in the United States of America. And you better face it. You better face it. They are terrified you're going to come and bomb their women and children. And they don't think they have the money to back themselves enough to fight this serpent. The evil empire. Did you ever think you would live to hear the day America is called the satanic or evil empire? Did you ever think you would live to see the day that you would have to consider building again through sovereign Indian nations to be able to have a government and a free nation? Well, nobody's going to do it for you. But in the process of helping themselves, they will help us. And you see what happens? Rockefeller comes along and he donates land in New York to set a building on. And so the United Nations finds its home. And it becomes subservient to the very nations in the world that the Kahila have taken over. And nobody dares buck the United States. And you got them. You've got the building, you've got the land on which they sit, and you haven't paid your UN dues. You're in about, well over $1 billion. And the funny thing is, the United States of America doesn't have it either. Everything you have is gone. Sold out, gone. You have worthless currency. It is based on nothing. Nothing. And yet they just keep controlling you with it, don't they? You have Federal Reserve notes. And so I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter who holds the contract. The government can't honor it. You've been bankrupt on the book since 1933. That's the United States of America. The superpower, the only superpower left. Boy, they sure do hope that nobody reads underneath that line. That contract was written in the 1800s and recertified. It's valid. And I'll tell you how much old Georgie Bush knew. And I'm glad he knew it. Don't misunderstand how absolutely long I have been waiting for the proper, exact scenario as this. Greedy pigs get out there and they use, unlawfully, documents. They build it to suit themselves into a super fund that by now has no bottom. They just don't let anybody else use it. And this is a, Grandma's right, this is a valid U.S. Treasury debt. The government took it from Peru. Took the debt. And then the Federal Reserve came into being. And because this predated that Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve had to take that debt as their own. Now, who is a Federal Reserve other than Alan Greenspan? It serves the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the bankers. You have a country run absolutely by bankers. You see, your government was to have based everything on gold and silver. The government was to mint and produce currency. Notes based on gold and silver. Certificates. The gold was to be stored in Fort Knox. And for every ounce of gold on your certificate, they could have to pay you in a piece of gold. Gone. There is nothing upon which they run these printing presses 24 hours a day, setting their own arbitrary value on it and running all the other currencies, especially right now in Indonesia, burying those nations. This lets them come in and gather them all up. While Korea goes down the tubes, the Rockefellers of the world, the Kissingers of the world, with their pots of money, are in there buying up the industry. And then when they can't meet their international monetary loans, they are foreclosed on, and then this Kahila mob owns them. It is incredible, the tentacles that are out there. Well, your government, this one that has been taken over, would like to just negate things like this old certificate and Russell Herman's life. They can't do it. It's a valid debt. And the crooks went ahead and used it. So if they blackball it, they blackball themselves. And I love this chess game. I have them into full checkmate, and I like it. And while they're trying to ponder their belly button and see what they can do to God and Hos, we're going to gather up the rest of the world and let them come into unity. And we already have the vehicle. So when you think we're neglecting you, please know we're busy. We're going to go back home to Egypt, people. I think that all of you just want to go visit. But at some point, it may look really good to you. And I think it would be an excellent place. Maybe we can push the mummies out of the pyramid and have our little global community there. I'll tell you what we're working for. Because I want the energy poured into this. And I want my friends and my team and my crew out there listening to the tapes to hear me. Because they keep supporting us and supporting us. And it's like vacant land out there. Where have all the people gone? Why can't I be a part of whatever you're doing? Whatever it is. Because we have to take one step at a time, one sequence at a time. But I'll tell you where we're going, and we're going to get there. We are going to form a global community alliance association. We have it in operation. Thank you, Ron. And we're in full bore, full speed ahead the minute we get the seal. We have people waiting for us over there. And I don't know. As I study, I think maybe I'd like Kofi Annan and his honorable being to head that organization. Right now, they're stuck with me. But they're listening. God has given them a way. And they're going to use it. And in their using it, enough will be returned to us. And we can store it over there where the Kahal over here can't get it. And then we are going for land. And we're going to enlarge these Native American reservations, and we're going to put up banks and courts, and we're going to build a nation. It's exciting time. And we need to do it before they start shooting nuclear warheads at each other. And you see, they're playing now with something that is totally devastating. We talk about particle beams, laser beams, light rays, all of these things that are deadly. We talk about atomic bombs and nuclear bombs, and we talk about protons and electrons, but I'm telling you, it's the neutron. It is the neutron that shifts everything. If you can move a neutron to where you want it, and it's easily done, you can create things that boggle your mind. Here is where alchemy becomes an afternoon's hobby. How much gold do you want this afternoon? You're an electric universe. And that borders on God, doesn't it? Doesn't this count as we're talking about God? Sure it does. This is far more interesting than flapping around on angel wings. You're going to do that too. Oh, you don't have to worry with the flapping. That gets very tiresome. If you have a situation where you have coming from one side of your element, a proton and an electron and a proton, the space that will not allow them, or the crossover place, is filled in by neutrons. Neutrons become the most deadly frequency device that a human body or a living organism cannot withstand. Plant life can withstand it. Some other forms of life can withstand it. But microbes can't. You can devastate entire cities of their people without damaging much the buildings. And this is the new toy, the neutron bomb. And last November, your president signed in coalition with Netanyahu, you know Mr. Yahoo, to use neutron bombs. It's over, it's done. If there gets to be a war, they will be used. Israel is holding them in the Middle East, aimed, loaded, and ready to rip. You don't want to go home that way. You really don't. And neither do you want to exist during that period of time after you have either been infected by chemical or biological weapons of mass destruction. Nor do you want to be nuked. But you especially don't want to separate or disperse your particles with neutrons. And yet, I want to tell you what they plan. They're going to give you your blue beam show and tell. Oh, there he is. Just exactly like Michelangelo painted him. Isn't that wonderful? There's your Christ, regardless of who you are. You know, wherever Buddha is, it's going to be Buddha. They are going to show you what you want to see. It's easy. Look at the lights over Phoenix. It is easy. From Area 51, 41, 32, you can project over Phoenix. You can project the same from Puerto Rico. It's Costa Rica, Puerto Rico. about those space monsters. There aren't any. They're around you. We don't let them out here with us. Go ahead and enjoy your movies. Just know the difference. They're already on your place, these little monsters. You just don't know what to look for. They come in the form of a Madeleine Albright, a Yitzhak Shamir, a Cohen, a Rubin. And they've taken your government. They had your government taken by the early 30s. And you see, they were already, their plan was in full action and over, really, by 1920. And you could see what was happening. There is no reason that you ones cannot look at history now and see what happened, what you need to face, and how to face it. And you're going to have to use some of the laws they made for themselves, like incorporation, and do it right. Protect yourself in shelter. And David, don't let this young man do anything foolish in receiving any kind of funding. Set up a corporation and get it into security before the fact. Or the IRS will be right there to strip you naked again. God has given you the way, told you how to do it, and beat you over the head with a 2x4 until it finally soaked through. And whether or not we ever do anything in this valley, don't worry about it. Because what we're going to do is so much bigger than this valley. And you're going to enjoy the retreat. We don't have to go far. We really don't have to go far. Maybe we can just change a few of those boundaries to come up here. That's nice. Well, yes, sir, but we sure do need money before we do that. Yes, sir, I know that. That's why it's big. That's why it's big. And that's why we wait until timing is perfection. Because if one is out of step, they can hang you out to dry. And I feel I owe all of you a little bit of an explanation about the first part of this writing. We do have someone. And they have tried very diligently. And this person is in another country, so I don't want you trying to figure out who or why or what. But they knew they could do this. And so they've had some really good contacts run through. And so one day, Mr. X packs up and he's going to go over to place M and meet with a leader. Has four at least contacts to get into that leader. N-M. N-I-N-M. Country. Well, so do we. And we already have people over there. So we nicely introduce that person to our person. And wow, so far so good. But we find out that Mr. X has brought Ms. Y, who had already told us he had contacted a psychic who really, really was right on, and he had absolute, total, absolute faith in what she was saying. I wrote, and I said, this is not going to be. Well, after the trip is taken, all the trouble starts. Oh, well, didn't I tell you, Ms. Y is here advising. Within 2 days, all of the contacts were so angry at this person. This very, very manipulative. Is Indian, from India, by race or lineage. Nationality, I guess, is a better way. And we said, when you get your act cleaned up, then we'll discuss some of these other things. Because out of 4 positive contacts, and you make a trip all the way, halfway around the world, then you call. All of those have not worked out. We demand that you get an appointment with us, Commander. Well, guess how well Commander responded. If you speak to Hatton and Aton, why would you be asking us? And so there gets to be a real fracas. EJ is not always sweet. He got really grumpy. And this person got right on the phone and in his face. And he said, you better clear your space. And she said, you better clear your space. Well, this sets you back. But fortunately, that's not our major thrust. Out of South Africa, things are really going very well, too. They are going to work in a bank or with a bank in Indonesia. You know, from Johannesburg, we're going to work over in Borneo. Fine. Anywhere you can find the banker. But you're going to need to keep your money offshore. You're going to need to invest it in gold and require that your funder hold it. Because if you think Madeleine Albright and Mr. Rubin are going to let you keep it, you might as well whistle Dixie now and let's get it over with. So you have to have a way and you have to have a corporate structure to be able to handle it. And we've got it all mapped out. So we're going to do it, people. You may think you're tired when we get there, but I'll guarantee you it is going to be worth it. And all the time that Ray has put into trying to work out these ridiculous law situations and court circumstances, you can't make it in what exists. They just laugh and snicker and toss it aside. But you will know how to lay a foundation for a right system. And I did put this one thing in the paper because I wanted you to notice it. The numbers of people rotting in prison right now because they tried to have a common law court, just set up a court outside the court where 2 people in a civil case could come in and settle grievances without having to go through this system that complains constantly of overwork. No, you can't do that. But in New York, the Jewish people set up a Jewish court, and then they have moved it to Los Angeles. And you can't go in there unless you're a Jew. Well, strike me for using the term. They use it. Why is it all right if Larry King uses it all the time? But you can't. What is that that makes it a slam against you somehow? When you claim that's what you are, if you introduce yourself as Mr. Jesus Christ to me, didn't I tell you I will call you Mr. Christ? Until you tell me something different. This is a game. And they've been more shrewd than you. But they've met their Waterloo. Napoleon was one of them, and he met his. And you think you can't change the world? Oh, yes, you can. You can break them at their game. But it means we take care. You break them at their own game. They're only a tiny handful in a world of almost 8 billion people now. They've tricked you. You think it's impossible. And nobody will attempt the impossible because you don't want to look the fool. Well, we're going to get out there and maybe look the fool. Except we don't do that. We very quietly get it done. Should we take a break or shall we go until we drop?
Take a break. Come back.
Let's do that. Where are we with these tapes?
I'm just about through with number two.
How just about?
About 1 minute or so.
5 minutes?
No, only less than a minute.
Less than a minute?
Well, let's discuss the end of the tape long enough to just end it there. Let's take 20 minutes or so. 15, 10, I don't care.